Good afternoon, Audio Boo. This is Shelley Betty 1966, and I'm with
Tony Baby Ra.
And we've also got Poppy Dog in the back of the car.
Yeah.
And we're currently on the way to pick up my mum and go off to Audi's. Oh, God, it's so hot in here. And yeah, and I'm knackered. Again. Really, really tired.
And why are you knackered again?
Last night I decided to bake biscuits at about... What time did I bake the biscuits?
Must be about 10 o'clock.
Yeah. The first batch was done at 10. And I didn't get to bed till 12:30.
That wasn't purely because of the biscuits. Because the biscuits don't take that long to cook.
No.
About 10 minutes to cook.
But we had to bake them in batches because... I've had a big batch up, but we had to cook them separately, didn't we? So,
yes.
But anyway, so I made biscuits. My mum came round for an impromptu visit, and she stayed, and she took my two dresses to sew the bits on
them. She was there for about an hour?
I think she stayed longer than that. She stayed for quite a while.
Yeah,
so she popped round, and then Hannah's boyfriend was round, and Amanda came back to get some stuff, and then she went off, and it was like a... Piccadilly Circus. And yesterday during the day we blitzed the kitchen. I say spring clean, but I suppose it blitzed it really. We did all sides and hoovered and wiped and cleaned, and it's good, wasn't it? Nice and clean now.
Yeah, it's nice and clean now.
I wonder how long for, snap. And this morning I had a little chat with Sky, because we were thinking about getting our increase on our package, what we've got. But as it worked out, we could save money if we did our multi-room, because we have... How many boxes do we have?
If we recontracted our multi-room for 12 months, we get the multi-rooms at half price.
But how many... What,
and we have three multi-rooms.
Yeah, one in my room, one in each of the girls' rooms, so that's like three bedrooms.
We've got the one in the living room, which isn't a multi-room.
No.
It's not classed as a multi-room, but two girls' bedrooms and your bedroom.
So, what, they're £10 each, £10 something each normally?
I think they're nearer £11 each.
And we've got it down to £5 on the key to half price, so I save £17. So, thank you, Sky. You're my friends at the moment.
We phoned them up to add to our package and ended up saving money.
Which is good. We like that. We didn't add to the package, though.
We didn't add to the package, no.
No.
If we'd added to the package, it would have only worked out about £4. But
extra. But we thought, nah, let's reduce it. Let's be good. So that's what we've done. Anything else? What else? Oh.
And you.
Oh, yeah, yesterday.
Being a mummy to Hannah's boyfriend, the whole thing.
I can't help it. I'm always a mum.
Well, mind you, three girls are grown up. Now you want to go and mother their boyfriends.
But who comes to me when they're not well?
The girls. And well, yeah, Chloe, she rang you because she wasn't well.
Chloe has moved out. She decides to move because she wasn't feeling well. So last week we went over and bought her some food and looked after her. And then Kieran, Hannah's boyfriend, his mum's away at the moment. And
he's got an infection with wisdom teeth coming through. And so he went to the dentist and they gave him some antibiotics to clear up the infection. And they said, okay, well, we'll do a filling next week and sort out the wisdom teeth when they get a bit further through. But he's taking these antibiotics, but they didn't give him any painkillers.
It's a poor little thing.
So he's been in sheer pain. He hasn't been eating because he's in pain.
He's a very fussy eater anyway.
Very fussy eater.
Yeah. Hannah came back from being really upset, saying how she was worried about him. So I rang him and told him to get his bottom to my house.
That was good for you.
And I know. He did it though. And I made him eat an omelet.
No, I mean saying bottom.
Yeah, well, all right, his arse. I gave him an omelette, which he ate, didn't he? He's done very well with that.
Yes.
Gave him some painkillers and tucked him. Well, I did literally tuck him on bed, but I sent him to bed for just to get a decent sleep, really, and pain relief. And it seemed to work, so he's very grateful, wasn't he?
Yes.
And he told Hannah he wants to swap mums, so glad his mum doesn't listen to this because she wouldn't be very happy with me stealing her son. But yeah, so I've done my little bit, so I'm pleased about that. So he's happy. And my dog's whining because we're near the granddad's and she thinks she's going to go and play with the granddad, and she's not. So we'll go. This is a quick update for us, well, a long update. I don't think there's anything else to tell you apart from I'm so tired that I could sleep. So I will go.
I can see that this afternoon is going to be a sleepy afternoon.
Sounds good to me. Anyway.
Give me a chance to do the puzzle.
I shall speak to you all soon. I go back to Sleepland. Well,
you're not going to Sleepland, you're going shopping.
Yeah, then Sleepland. Don't ask me what we need because I don't know. I'll speak to you all soon. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.